Unit 8. Tape script 8.1. Don't worry, Mum. 1.
Hey there. Just a quick email to say, Mum, please don't freak out about the photos. It looks much worse than it was. I don't remember anyone taking the pics, and I've no idea who posted them on my Facebook website. I know you'll hate to hear this, but yes, I'd had a drink or two, but it was pitch black dark and I was trying to climb up to the top bunk bed. Unfortunately, my head hit the corner of the bed before I did. A metal bunk bed. Anyway, a scream of pain and lots of blood later. Ooh, and I forgot to mention the ambulance ride to hospital. But now I'm fine. It's impossible to see the scar on my head. I didn't want to say anything at the time for obvious reasons. Sorry if it shocked you. Speak soon. Lots of love from hot, sweaty, rainy Cairns. Miss you and love you so much. Kate.
2.
Hey, Ma. Must be quick, 'cause late. Just feel I need to warn you. I met some awesome Aussies last night. They're planning to go to London next month. I said I was sure you'd like to meet them, so I gave them your number. I hope you don't mind putting them up for a few nights. They're all good guys. Can't remember their names, but I know you'll make them feel at home. They're looking forward to meeting you. Hope to speak to you soon. Dan.
3.
Hello, Mum, Dad and Izzy. Had a great time yesterday. We went piranha fishing on the Amazon in a canoe. Victor told us to throw bits of meat into the water to attract the fish, but we didn't manage to catch anything. We stopped to camp on the banks in the evening and really enjoyed watching the sunset and swimming in the dark. Unfortunately, we'd forgotten to bring a torch, so we're lucky to escape from the crocodile. Love to all. William.
4.
Dear parents, last night we arrived at the most fantastic hotel in Arequipa, Peru. It's great to be in a room with an ensuite bathroom. We expected to have a good night's sleep, but woke when an earthquake struck about 2 a.m. Panic not, Mother. You'll be pleased to hear that no one was hurt. We fell asleep again shortly after, and everyone felt fine in the morning, despite the holes in the walls and ceilings. We're thinking of staying here 2 more days. I'll let you know our plans. Lots of love, Sally. Kiss.